A research assistant with the University of Manitoba says the use of biofilters has proved to be a low-cost, highly effective option for controlling odor in swine barns. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Biofilters for odor control was discussed last week in Winnipeg as part of Prairie Livestock Expo 2018. Desmond Essien, a research assistant in the University of Manitoba's Department of Biosystems Engineering, says initial results of research looking at the potential for using biofilters in Manitoba have been impressive.
So biofilter is basically the fancy term for an organic layer in which you can drive odorous air through, and the odor in the air is converted to, the compounds in the air is converted to carbon dioxide and water. And basically they are used for controlling odor and hydrogen sulfide and then ammonia. Biofilters have been proven to be very, very effective in controlling odor and ammonia. The main challenge is the winter weather conditions. And in winter, you do not get sufficient microbes being produced in the organic layer to convert. And so the efficiency reduces to about 50-60% odor reduction. In summer, when you have temperatures at 35 degrees to 40 degrees, a healthy population of microbes are produced in the biofilters. So they're able to reduce the odor significantly. You can get as high as 90% odor reduction. And so seasonal changes affect the efficiency of the biofilters. Nevertheless, even in winter, farmers still use biofilters to reduce odor.
Essien says compared to other odor mitigation methods, biofilters are the cheapest. He says we're looking at an initial cost of between $80 and $250 to set up a biofilter with a lifespan of 5 years and a maintenance cost of $6 to $7 per year. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.